from a management perspective, what is it that makes a person successful? This is undoubtedly one of the most highly discussed questions in life, and everyone has a theory to put forward. And perhaps a summary of much of what has been discussed by Muslims and non-Muslims alike can be listed under three main headings. The first thing they say that brings about success is clarity of vision. So successful people, they start with the end in mind. They know exactly what they want to achieve. The second of those things is something called dedication. Yeah, as Muslims, we may reword that to sabr, patience. A third thing they mention is the element of networking. As Muslims, we may reword that to what? Unity. Amazingly, our religion has given paramount importance to every one of those three qualities. I mean, let me show you. The first of them, we said clarity of vision. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mean when he said, "Innamal a'malu binniyat"? Actions are by intentions. And some scholars have said that this narration is half of the religion. Your intention sets your goal. Our goal is Allah. Our vision is very clear. That is number one, clarity of vision. This is our niyyah. Allah is our niyyah. Number two, we said the greatest component for success is dedication. We said patience, sabr. And this has appeared in the Quran in no less than 90 places. And this has appeared in the Quran in no less than 90 places. As Imam Ahmad, he said, the element of networking or unity, unity. Never once did Allah address us in the Quran as individuals, individual Muslims. Ya ayyuhal mu'min. He said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have believed, collectively. Now what is even more amazing is that all three of these qualities are clearly manifest and present in Hajj. Think about it, Hajj. What does it mean linguistically? Al-qasd. It means aim. So the pilgrim, he knows where he is going, what he's going to do, what he wants in the end. This is the element of what? The clarity of vision. Or we said, the sincerity. Hajj is an aim. Number two, Hajj is also an immense exercise in patience. You're challenged in every way. You're adapting to situations that you thought you could never adapt to. That's number two, we said dedication, patience. Number three, Hajj is a miraculous manifestation of global Muslim unity. And of course, we don't need to elaborate upon that. Therefore, Hajj, subhanAllah, is a model of success. And should you wish to be a successful person, write down those three qualities that we just spoke about somewhere where you can see them frequently. Then, after that, make every effort to extend those three Hajj-based qualities into your everyday life and plug them in till you die. So, for example, don't live without a vision. Then after that, be committed to that vision till the day you die, looking to achieve it. And number three, don't operate by yourself. Network. The more you network, the more successful you will be. Hajj, dear brothers and sisters, teaches you and I to be the conscience of the country of residence of ours by being a model of success. Hajj is an inspiring and empowering experience, because there in Hajj, you realize that Muslims are not an insignificant minority. They're an incredibly mighty body that is nearing its awakening. And when it does finally awake and finds its voice, the world will marvel at the model of success that it shall set for humanity. But till that day arrives, allow Hajj to inspire you to play a role in this by setting a vision for yourself, then dedicating yourself to it. And then number three, doing all what you can to be in the midst of the people of goodness. Throw yourself in their midst. Don't deprive yourself from the potential which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside of you. And we have just discovered that Hajj is a key way of releasing that potential.